Carmaker Toyota is investing $1 billion in a research center in Silicon Valley, but self-driving cars are only the beginning. The automaker is hiring Gil Pratt, former program manager at DARPA, to lead the new Artificial Intelligence and Robotics Research and Development Center. The New York Times reports that the Toyota Research Institute is a five-year, billion-dollar R&D effort headquartered in Silicon Valley, adjacent to Stanford University, with another soon-to-be-built lab in Cambridge, Massachusetts. John Markoff, who's been covering AI in Silicon Valley for several decades, says today's announcement signals a changing of the guard in basic technology research, with focus moving to products rather than the tradition of basic science. Wired.com says the same group of hackers who breached the personal email account of CIA Director John Brennan have now broken into a law enforcement database that includes arrest records and other sensitive data and a real-time chat tool for law enforcement agents. The hackers contacted Wired and gave them a screenshot of one of the systems they'd gained access to, but they did not reveal the vulnerability that gave them the access. The database includes arrest records directly after they've been entered into the system, which, of course, could be valuable information for websites devoted to breaking stories about celebrities and political figures. Wired has not confirmed that the hack is legitimate. Apple TV is the future of television. It's just about as a la carte as you can get. Choose what you want to watch, when you want to watch it, and say goodbye to ads. Well, not exactly that last part. The Next Web reports that a company called AppLovin will release an SDK later this month aimed at putting video ads on your new Apple TV apps. AppLovin says the SDK for tvOS will be in the hands of developers later this month. The intrepid undercover reporters over at the laptop section of Tom's Guide say that phone tech support reps from Dell and HP are throwing some shade on Windows 10. Tom's Guide's annual tech support showdown is designed to test how good laptop manufacturers are at providing tech support. They learned that Apple, Microsoft, and Samsung were the best at providing support, but they also found that many reps were discouraging people from downloading Windows 10. One Dell agent even recommended reverting back to Windows 8.1 as a solution to a problem that was totally unrelated to Windows 10. Now, if you've ever called tech support wrong or just plain wacky advice, should not come as a surprise to you. However, the news that Dell and HP reps were actively telling people to uninstall Windows 10 will likely come as an unwelcome surprise to Microsoft.